And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Tony. This is Tony. Gooper, Gooper. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name is Tony Hearn, and Paul's not here again this week. I did say this last week, Paul is away. So it is just me on my own again. Rather than do no show, I thought I'll do one on my own, ping 9 great songs to play, and see how it goes. Let's start with Equator.
This is Tony.
You're listening to Lounge Zotica underneath us right now. I'm doing the beds on my own, as is my wont. That was Equator. They are a Toronto-based band. That's from their new album called Hooligan. That's called Hooligan in itself. It's a very hooligan kind of thing. Great song to start with. Me and Paul both think that's got a very Sweatmaster feel to it, and I could think of no better way to start on the show, or a better compliment to play to a great band. Their album's out November 15th, single's out October the 11th, but you probably need some kind of website to find them out, and so we know what we need to do here, boys and girls. You know, like last week, I have to give them a chance. So, you know, I won 9-0 last week, in case anybody forgets, but let's give it another go. That band was called Equator, but Paul, what is their Facebook page? Oh, you're there.
Oh, I'm here. Oh, yeah. It's going to be different this week.
What is Equator's Facebook page?
Is it facebook.com/Equator?
No, it's facebook.com/p/equator-1000835900291000. And why is that, Paul?
They have the certain default URL.
They haven't, but what are they lacking website skills they make up for in rock? That's Paul being Internet 0, Tony 1. I'll come back to Paul later for some more websites. So Paul's away, I've picked the music this week. So rather than last week when it was a bit of a Tony-centric, bands I knew, bands I played with, this should be much more of a back to normal feel. So we've got 8 new songs that's come through for us. from my usual sources, as it were. I picked one from the vaults as well. And so let's just try and crack on with this as if it was a normal punk radio. Ignore the elephant that isn't in the room. So, normal feature. I've got an email from Jeff, everyone. So, let's go for it. It's so nice to hear his voice, isn't it? So don't forget, if you've got an email for Comedy Suburbs or Poach Corner, email paulieb@punkyradio.com with the joke or the poem. And if your name's Jeff, you've got a theme tune. If your name's Tina, got a theme tune, but you just don't email anymore. Get your emails in. Love to hear from you. Let's crack on this week with Jeff's email. Jeff says, why does a milking stool only have three legs? Because the cow has the udder. That's from Jeff, and he says, P.S. I once came home drunk and had a dream that I pissed the bed. When I woke up, I found that I had. So never let people tell you that dreams can't come true. Thanks, Jeff. Let's hear that thing again. Excellent, right. So, next up, we're going to read two songs now from Dammit Records. So again, Dammit Records have a Bandcamp page, dammitrecords.bandcamp.com. That's D-A-M-M-I-T records.bandcamp.com. You pay them a little bit of money, you get music. That's it, check it out. Please do so, they help us out with music, and it's always great. So, first up, we've got a band called Divan Veras. And they say they formed out of an ineptitude in 2019. And apparently Divan Veras in Italian sounds like talk nonsense. And they say they've been offering a mix of ignorance, rudeness, political incorrectness and roughness ever since. Absolutely devoid of self-love and shame. So they're a three, sometimes four piece. They say they're old farts. And I certainly can't comment or take issue with that. So let's crack on with play one of their songs. But first, we've got to do the websites. I'm not getting the feeling I'm going to win this week, but let's get Paul back on the phone. So Paul, that band was called Divan Veras. They are, what is their Bandcamp page?
Whatever you just said. Divan Veras.bandcamp.com.
I'm not taking it, no. So that's
you're not taking it.
I'm not taking that, no. No, it's
mate. I'm not even on the same continent as you. Give us a break.
Well, you wouldn't. So that's actually divanveris.bandcamp.com, of course. So that will be probably be internet.
That's what I said.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even close. Probably internet awesome. Zero. Tony two.
That's fixed.
Let's just fade him down there for a minute. So this is Divan Veras and Johnny Mangia Johnny. We'll be right back.
Kitten Blood.
I'm in a darkened room with a mind that's split in two. Outside it's pelting down with rain. Inside I'm going insane. I couldn't call out of bed. Something's wrong with my head. Burn out of hell. I call someone for some help. I need medication. I'm in a darkened room. In a darkened room. In a darkened room. In a darkened room. I'm in a darkened room. I'm flat out and I can't move. My head's flooding and I can't breathe. My head's in a feedback loop. And I said too much. I hold my head in my hands. Too much. It's too much. I need medication. I'm in the tub. And I'm leaking down the pothole. I'm in the tub. Blood clot. I'm in the tub. And I'm leaking down the pothole. I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe. I need medication. I'm about to pass out.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath me right now. God, I'm doing the beds again on my own. Don't we just know it? That was Julius Caesar, the track called Medication. Again, that is off the Damn It this week's or this fortnight's Damn It Records release. Do check those out. As mentioned, dammitrecords.bandcamp.com. Julius Caesar is a solo artist. He's from Cannock here in the UK. He says his sound draws from 60s garage rock, 77 punk and 80s post-punk and noughties post-punk. Can go from cinematic to straight up punk and anywhere in between. It's good. I like it. But as always with these things, I'm going to need to get Paul back on the phone for the website. So Paul, what is Julius Caesar's Bandcamp page?
It's Pontius Pilot. Don't fuck yourself. This is clearly fixed. I'm not going for it. I'm not joining in.
Julius Caesar UK.bandcamp.com.
Oh, nearly.
It was close, wasn't it? So that's no. What is it? That's Paulie Internet 0. Tony 3. Yay.
It'll be a lot quicker for me not to ring in. I'll lose anyway.
I know. I'll come back to you in a bit, Paul, for another website. I know you love it. But for now, Facebook comments. Let's hear the thing.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Also, don't forget there's the Punky group on there, which you can get somehow by going into one of the menus, scrolling down the groups, clicking on it and clicking on something else. It's not the greatest interface. Fuck you, Zuckerberg. So, but these comments are from the group this week. So let's crack on with some of them. Like, so Timo got in touch. Timo Schmidt, and he says, what a tremendous installment this week. Luckily confirmed that in case of Paul's demise, as untimely but expectable as it might be, Punky is safe in Tony's hands. Paul did respond saying, if it means I can just die, I will consider it. Timo responded saying shows would be shorter, but probably get rather babies heavy. You're damn right, Timo. Okay, I've got a load of babies tracks to play. And Kay got in touch. And Kay says, whew, I was worried there when there was no new podcast. Don't worry, Anne, we're still here. It's all good. Iron Mike got in touch, who just says, Tony, 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 Tony. That, my friend, is a Quattro Tornaggio. Also, Chris Goodwin got in touch saying, great show, love the Dollheads, took a punt on them when they came over last year. Great energy, lovely family to boot, and as for Crash Induction, any band that sings about dogging or dog shit gets my vote. Well, there you go, Chris. Also, Jen Glenn got in touch. Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? Who knows? They say, Paulie B Internet 0, Tony Hearn 9, what a shellacking. Tim responded saying, some say it's unfair. Others just think Tony is the greatest genius to ever have roamed the earth. You get no argument from me, Timo. I'm fucking awesome. That's it for Facebook this week. Don't forget, get your comments in if you can. Let's hear the thing.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Frankie Boyle. Right, next song. We'll talk about this band after we play them. So let's just crack on with it. This is the Glitter Bombs and Smother. Listen to the Fusillis underneath me right now. Thanks to myself for the beds because I'm great, as mentioned. That was the Glitter Bombs and Smother. They are Brighton punks and they say they are ready to blow. That is their latest single, Smother. They say they are a skate punk band known for the bold lyrics, infectious melodies, and dynamic performances. Similar to The Offspring, NoFX, Rancid, Bad Religion, all bands I love. I think that track is awesome. Hopefully you do too. But Where? How can you find them? If only there was a way on this weird of all worlds to find them. Let's check in with Paul. I'm sure he's probably still there, unless he's given up. So, Paul, that band was called The Glitter Bombs, or Glitter Bombs, whichever you want to call it. But what is The Glitter Bombs?
Is that Bombs with an S or a Z?
That's with an S. Glitter, right, Bombs. Okay. One word. What is, right, The Glitter Bombs, or The Glitter Bombs Bandcamp page?
Glitterbombs.bandcamp.com.
No, it's theglitterbombs.bandcamp.com.
Oh, you bastard. You have to, how this worm has turned.
It's not nice, is it?
So, not nice being on the receiving end.
Paulie B in Spain, zero. Tony, four. Wow.
Yes, that is four. Keep up, Tony. It is four.
So, while Paul's on the phone, Paul, what did you do last week?
Well, I got absolutely nowhere with my laptop, which is still bust, and I was so upset about it that I decided to fly to the Canary Islands for my last bit, my Canarian Odyssey for this year. If you have been following me on Facebook, maybe you'll have seen that I'm already here. It's basically all gone according to plan so far. I got to Fuerteventura. I'm still on Fuerteventura, and I haven't been arrested. I'm here until, where are we now? I'm here until Tuesday morning, and then I'm getting a ferry over to Lanzarote, and I'm going to go to Playa Blanca. And then I'm only just going to stay there for a couple of hours, and then I'm going to go to, I think, Hours Thief, and then I'm going to be there for a while. I'll tell you what, mate. First time ever in Puerto del Rosario. What a lovely little place the capital of Fuerteventura is. However, they're not very good at directions to the bus station.
Right, okay.
And I have now got localised sunburn. But that's all right. It just means that I'll have to... But what's happened so far? Because I had my sunglasses on when I walked to the bus stop. Right. I've ended up with like a ninja white bit around the pink. So what I think I've got to do now is, at some point this week, I've got to wear a burqa. Right. So I've only got that little bit showing. Right. So I can even it up. I reckon that's a plan. What do you think?
I think it's a plan.
Yeah. How about you, mate? What have you been doing?
Well, we finished the house. We have finished the house. I can stop moaning. Wow. I've been talking about the house for about 13 years. We've finished it. The photos were taken Wednesday. It's now on internet. It's for sale. It's a real.
I've seen it. The photos look good, my friend. And I've also seen that you want to buy a field with a house at the back of it.
Pretty much. It is field. The house.
Yes, field plus house, isn't it?
Pretty
it's
much.
It is that way round. It's field plus house.
The house is tiny. But yeah, and it is obviously in Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire.
So yeah.
You see, I can't help but sound a bit carrot grungy when you say Lincolnshire, and you try and give it some Vegas pizzazz, and I just go Lincolnshire. It's in the West Country.
Dude,
Lincolnshire next to Devon, you know.
But yeah, so we went to see it again, and it wasn't as good as last time I seen it. But the house is
don't go a third time; it just keeps getting worse.
It does, and now that's a problem. So we're just going to stop and now see if anyone actually wants to buy our.
Yeah, but Tony, to be fair, I know what you two are like. You find fault where I see opportunity. You find danger where I find a safe bet. And that's why you're looking to buy a field with a house in it, and I'm looking to get home without going to prison.
This is true. I do. I was picking a lot of fault with it. I think I even surprised myself with how fault I was picking it. So I think it's all right.
All right. We'll play another song that I'll get the website wrong on it.
All right. Yeah, fine. Let's crack on with the song. We'll talk about it afterwards. This is... Well, it barely needs an introduction, but I'm going to give it one. This is Angry Daddy-O's and Pay For That Lighter.
Concern. As a shopkeeper, you've got a lot to learn. When you nipped out the back and took a bag of sweets, two packets of fags, and I'm not gonna pay for that lighter. How you make a living is a mystery. You've got lots of shoplifters, it's not just me. The other day my mate nipped a poor old Mac, and guess what? He's not gonna pay for that either. Pay for that, pay for that either. Me and him are professional crooks. We even steal Jeffrey Archibald's. The other day we took some compact discs, but we couldn't sell them, cause no fucker likes Curtis Stigers. They hate Curtis Stigers. Thank you for listening to this song, though it's been going on far too long. Basically it's only got one joke, so I'll stop it now, before it gets any shiter. Gets any shiter. Gets any shiter, shiter. Pay for that lighter, pay for that lighter.
You're listening to Sitovitz and the Fireflies of February underneath me right now. It's another great bed, done extremely well by yours truly. That was Angry Daddy-O's, who a fabulous band, fabulous band. Obviously, that's me and Paul. We did that in lockdown. Paul wrote it years ago. We played it a good few years ago now, and still love it. I still makes me smile. So I just thought I'd dig it back up, seeing as we didn't have any Paul last week at all. Thought. It's a Tony show, but we're increasing the amount of Paul slowly back into it. So hopefully next week's show, much more Paul. This week's show, a bit of Paul. Talking of Paul, let's find out the website. So, Paul, that was Angry Daddy-O's, which are an amazing band from the local area. To me, not Paul, because he's away. What they don't have a website themselves, but what is?
I have been to nearly all of their gigs.
Oh, yeah, nearly. What is Punky Radio's website?
Oh fuck! You think I'd know this?
I think you would, wouldn't you?
Punkyradio.net.
No, oh, it's so close. It's punkyradio.com, of course. So,
I knew I was close there.
This is why we don't do shows when you're away.
Yeah.
Paul Abini.
It's actually why we don't do shows when I'm absolutely leathered. But anyway, go on.
Who's that? Paul Abini says zero, Tony five. Thank you very much. So, time for gig guide. I do have a gig. Paul's gone now. He's hung up already. I'll get him back in a bit. So, on my own again. Tony's international gig guide. Cha, 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 cha. Thanks for your gigs. Don't forget, you can email me your gigs, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, does not have to be in the UK. Clues in the title and the song. This week, this Saturday, now this is same as last week, this is a gig we nearly did. So we got offered it. Unfortunately, our singer is in Benidorm. All the men in my life are in Spain. So this Saturday, at the Tash in Blackpool, we've got three bands. We've got Fallen North, War Christ, and Violent Solution. Doors open at 8, and that's at the Tash in Blackpool. It's £3.50 in the bands, £5 on the door. I wish we'd have been able to play it. I hope it goes well. If you are in the Blackpool area, do check that out. It's got a Punky Radio guarantee of fun. Punky Radio may not be held responsible for any fun you may or may not have. That's it for gigs. So, Tony's international gig guide. Right, next song. Again, we'll talk about it afterwards. This is the Pee Wees and One Ride.
Same old tune. Oh no, hey nobody's, hey nobody's.
You're listening to Dizzobos. Underneath me right now, it's a bed. I'm Tony. That was the Pee Wees and One Ride. I would describe that as the poppier end of rock and roll. I like it. Really like that. Italian band. Don't sound Italian. Oh, the world's gone mad. So they say 6 years after they released their critically acclaimed album, Moving Target, they've finally returned with their seventh studio album, One Ride. They've had lineup changes, divorces, lost loved ones, job troubles. It's all been happening in the Pee Wee camp. It's resulted in a cracking album, and love to hear more from it. So do check them out if you can. And I guess you're going to need a website for that. Paul, if you're still on the line.
I am.
What is the Pee Wee's Bandcamp page?
Peewees.bandcamp.com.
No, it's the peewees.bandcamp.com.
Bollocks!
It's not easy, is it?
I'm getting proper annoyed.
Paul means it's at 0, Tony 6.
I was in bed. I hope my mum's not listening.
Well, why are you here? What are you up to this week?
Well, I don't know where we are now, but I think I'm heading off to Lands of Glory, all right? And while I'm there, I'm going to go to La Graciosa. That's what I'm most excited about. I'm going to get the bus from Arrecife up to the coast, and then I'm going to get there, and then I'm going to get on yet another ferry after the one I'd just gone that maybe, let's face it, might have gone well, might not. And then I'm going to go to this sandy little island with only 700 people on it, and then I'll make it 701. I reckon it's small enough for me to take it over if I like it. If I don't, I'm going to get the ferry back, and then I'm going to be flying home Saturday. And yeah, which means I'll get to see Forest v Fulham before I go, because last week I watched Forest v Fulham on the Sunday, and we got a 2-2 draw. We're very lucky to get that, but also very unlucky not to win it at the end. These things happen, don't they?
Oh, it was quite a good result.
Yeah.
Relatively.
It was. And I'm obviously practicing my Spanish. And it didn't go that well in Puerto del Rosario. I blame my accent, to be honest, because there was one bit where I ordered a beer and fish tacos, and I got deep fried shrimp and a coffee. Yeah, and I thought, well, I'm sure I said that right. I thought they maybe just didn't like me.
Just give you what they want.
So yeah, this bloke is perfect Spanish, but I'm not going to let the fucker know. That's what I think. That's what I think their latest game is. It's every single time they think of Gibraltar, they bring me the wrong thing. That's what I reckon. How about yourself?
We finished the house, so we just back to work now. I've been taking a lot of time off work to do this stuff, and then finishing it, hopefully getting some viewings. Not heard a thing yet, but it only went live on Saturday. Today's Sunday,
right?
So hopefully in the week we'll get some viewing and people can come in and bring
someone
in some
will buy your hand off.
Hopefully.
Someone will buy your hand off. I should say as well that hopefully next week, thanks to my good friend Tony Hearn, who I believe is going to buy me a new laptop and set it up for me for when I get back. I'm not sure whether I'll actually ask you that question yet. We might be back to normal next week, we might not, but anyway, thanks for being with us. And from what I've heard so far, Tony, you've done a far better job than I do. If you decide you don't need me back and you just want to cut, also I do think you take a fucking liberty with the thinking. But it is fun, especially as you may say Tony in it four times. It's Tony, 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 and we know what that is in Italian. It's Quattro Tonaggio. Quattro Tonaggio. Yeah, right, well look, if you don't mind, I've got to fuck off.
Alright, I might give you a little bit of a call in case I need some websites doing, but
that's fine. I just might be doing other things.
That's no worries. Alright, I'll leave you to your holiday.
Cheers, man. Apoog, apoog.
Well, let's play two in a row. So first up, we're going to play Shit Dells and their song Electric Cars. The Shit Dells are from Nashville, Tennessee, and I think this is the first time we've played them, so let's crack on and play this song. But first up, let's just quickly get back to Paul. What is the Shit Dells Bandcamp page?
Like, first of all, when I saw that they were on, I thought it was a Swindells side thing. And I thought I love the Swindells, as you know. The Shit Dells. What is that? What is their Bandcamp page?
Bandcamp, yeah.
TheShitDells.bandcamp.com.
It is.
Come on.
The internet
come
one.
To daddy.
Tony 6.
Come on. Fight back. Come to daddy.
This is the Shit Dells and Electric Cars.
busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
You're listening to Guitar Move One underneath me right now. That was Beef and Dumb Shit. They are a Cincinnati band, garage slash synth punk. First time we've played them. That's a new EP they're putting out. Do check them out if you can. Again, you're going to need a website, so let's go quickly back to Paul. If Paul would be still online, Beef. And I know here he is.
Beef.
What is Beef's Bandcamp page?
curtains.bandcamp.com.
if only it's, and fortunately they've just got beef.bandcamp.com.
have they really? Brilliant.
Not many bands called Beef.
They are the owners of Beef. I want Beef ownership.
Yeah, definitely, don't we all? So yeah, so we don't have a twat this week. So if you don't forget, if you do have a twat for me, don't forget you can email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All chats will be with thanks. Every twat responded to. Can't be stiff every week, and appreciate it's been a bit all over the place the past few weeks, but there's still no excuse really. Get me your twats. Thank you very much. So with no quiz time for Tony, no nothing else really to talk about. So let's just crack on with the next song. This is a band called Cheap Cassettes. Let's talk about them a bit more afterwards. Let's not keep Paul waiting too much. So we'll do the website, play the song, and talk about the band. So final one. So and before Paul, we can let you go.
What it's 7-1, isn't it? It's 7-1.
7-1.
In a situation like this, Tone, I would often say in the past, in the olden days, So Tony, for 7 or even 8 points, but I know you're tight, you're not going to do that, are you?
I won 9-0 last week.
You're still not happy.
Still not happy? No. One point, because I have obviously won this week. Not in life. The band's called Cheap Cassettes. What is Cheap Cassettes' Bandcamp page?
Cheapcassettes.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, fucking is as well. Yeah, shit. Okay.
Points. That's the difference between me being present and me not being present. Infinity or a number two.
Well, you're very much number two this week, but I win 17. So let's play it. This is Cheap Cassettes and Bad Xerox.
She was done and she was gone away. She'd been seen dancing slow with a man that could have been my clown. She's got a bad T-Rex of me. I'm not so blind that I cannot see. She got a bad T-Rex of me. Alright, alright. He greets himself, he's in a band. Oh well, he's old enough to be her dad. The way he walks, the way I walk, the way he talks is just the way I talk. She's got a bad T-Rex of me. I'm not so blind that I cannot see. She
so slow. With a man that could have been my clown. She's got a bad T-Rex of me. I'm not so blind that I cannot see. She's got a bad T-Rex of me. Alright, alright. Alright, alright. Alright, alright. Alright, alright. Alright. Alright, alright. Alright, alright. Alright, alright. Alright, yeah.
That was Cheap Cassettes and Bad Xerox. That is power pop personified, apparently, and what a way to end the show. We don't normally end with pop song, but we are this week. I really like that. As again, if you do check them out, cheapcassettes.bandcamp.com. Maybe we hear more from them. I wouldn't mind that. Again, thanks for everyone for listening this week. It's been a different show again. Hopefully Paul will be back next week and things will get back to normal as they ever can be. So appreciate, thanks for sticking with us. If you do get in touch if you can, facebook.com/punkyradio. Email me tony@punkyradio.com, and don't forget you can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandro.se, radiofolkson.com. We're on Spotify. If you want to check out the Spotify app, we'll be in the podcast section. Amazon Music in their podcast pass thing. You got the Alexa with whatever she does. She needs a skill, get her a skill. Poco is good for that, and that's about it. So again, we'll be back next week, hopefully with a bit more of a normal show, but it's just left for me to say a poog. Goodbye, Tony.
But you can't, yeah.